Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you. Aren't even in the fire, and yet you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you left me, and that's the love you catch me when I fall. It's a piece of love, and that's why I love.
Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday. I am so excited that it's Monday. You get a chance to hit the reset button, start all over what you may have messed up last week, and make no more excuses, right? So, again, welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm Teresa Murphy, and today we are going to be discussing something that's really important. It's something that a lot of us out there can relate to far as failure is concerned, or far as a roadblock or an obstacle or whatever word that you would actually like to use for the topic. The topic is how to come back from a setback. How do you come back from failure? How do you come back from something that did not go in your favor? How do you come back from something that did not go right? How do you come back from a personal failure, a professional failure? And guys, we're not going to talk about this morning just about one particular area, whether it's personal or professional development. We're going to talk about a mindset, right? Because it doesn't matter what you failed at, what you were unsuccessful at. If you don't change your mindset, you're not going to change your life, period. It doesn't matter whether it's personal or professional. So joining me in the studio today is someone that definitely can talk a lot about personal failure, professional failure, and how she also came back from a lot of things that have transpired in her life to get her to a place of how she's exceeded to a place of success today. Guys, it's really important. We're going to give you some ways to bounce back, so we're not going to just give you some conversation. So if you are tuned in online or if you called in, make sure you have your pen and paper ready, because we're going to give you some great tips today for you to learn how to bounce back from setbacks. Firstly, I would like to say good morning, LaTanya Taylor. LaTanya, are you on?
I am, Teresa. Can you hear me? Let me make sure you can hear me clearly.
I can. I hear you clearly.
Good morning. Good morning, Teresa. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. Looks like this morning we have probably over about 3,000 listeners. I'm so excited. Yeah, I want to tell you something, too. I have been doing Motivate My Life Radio now for about 3 years, and when I started the platform, you know, because we're talking about things not going right, when I started the platform, there were so many times where I said, I don't know if I'm going to continue doing it because I'm not getting the listening. My listeners are not growing, right? And, you know, 8-10 months in, a year in, I'm still not getting the listening. My listener base was still not growing. And I've had 400, 500, but it wasn't growing to what I needed to grow to. So, guys, I had to go and revise some things, change a few things, and see what it is that I can do to be able to grow my listening base, right? So, to this day, this very day, June 25th, I now have grown a listening base with Motivate My Life Radio, thanking all of you for your support. 3,000 listeners, 5,000 listeners. We've had a show where we've had 7,800 listeners. So it continuously to grow, and I can't wait till we get on our new iHeartRadio platform. But I just wanted to take a few moments to tell you guys thank you, because every time I see all the people that tune into my show every Monday, I want you to know that you are appreciated. Okay, getting back to how to come back from a setback. So if anyone can, you know, relate to a lot of these conversations, I asked LaTanya Taylor to join us because she's a business mogul. She has a serialpreneur. She has several businesses that she runs. She's had several businesses that she ran, and she continuously excels in a lot of different areas, trying to multitask a lot of different businesses. And a lot of times, as you're finding your way, sometimes you get lost. And then when you do hit a roadblock, because what's the first thing you do? You want to give up, right, Tanya?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Absolutely. That's usually the first thing that comes to mind. I'm about to give up. I'm tired. Yeah.
Totally. And so, Tanya, we're going to talk candid with the listeners this morning. I personally, you know, I'm going to talk about a few, you know, things that I feel that I like. You know, guys, back for a lot of you that don't know, I own a staffing and consulting business now that I've had for 11 years. And, guys, I felt so many times that I actually wanted to just shut the business down and go back to a 9-to-5. So when I say a lot of you that are tuning can relate, I wanted to shut the business down and go back to a 9-to-5. You know why? Because I didn't want to do the work. And so with my background being in HR, I'm just thinking, you know, hey, I could start this business, and not that it was going to be a piece of cake, but I could start this business, and any obstacle to come my way, I'm going to be able to overcome it. What I told myself, but my actions were totally different when I did hit obstacles. So 11 years later, retail space, 6 full-time employees, and all of this is because I had failure. So, yes, and for you to be able to succeed at something, you're going to have to fail at something. So we're going to talk about ways of how to bounce back, right, how to look at failure as a lesson. And, Tanya, if you want to chime in, because, I mean, I know that you have – and just tell us first tell the listeners a little bit about what you do now, and then we're going to talk about some of the things that you have done in the past where you actually failed and how did you overcome it.
Yeah, as Teresa mentioned, I am LaTanya Taylor, and I pride myself because, you know, I'm definitely a mother first and definitely a child of God. And so, you know, every day I'm just thankful for that. Outside of those two things that are most important to me in my life is I am an entrepreneur. I am an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a corporate leader. I spent about 12 years in corporate America, so I know that very well. I consider myself to be a community volunteer as well as a woman advocate for helping women start their business, as well as I have a nonprofit organization where I assist youth in additional development and mentoring and assisting them, which I love to do. You know, as Teresa said, I wear many hats. I would not choose one over the other because everything I choose to get up and do every day is because I'm truly passionate about it. I love what I do. And, you know, I'm going to share a lot of things with you guys, very personal information about myself, because I truly feel like the only way to help somebody else grow is through you. And so, as Teresa said, boy, I have had my challenges, ups and downs. Boy, I have been around the world. I literally have been around the world. So it's interesting as well as it's fun, because I can laugh about some of this now when I wasn't laughing a few years ago. And so it's a pleasure just to be here, Teresa, and to be able to share this with you guys. And I'll jump in, Teresa. I'll tell you guys, I remember, Teresa, my first set, when Teresa said, pull out the pen and paper, pull out the pen and paper. Teresa, I remember my first setback for me was becoming a teen mom. Like, you know, let's just go back to the beginning. I remember my first setback was becoming a teen mom. I remember being in high school, a senior in high school, having plans, Teresa, to attend the University of Maryland and found out I was pregnant. And so I started early on realizing that setbacks are a part of life and they're going to happen. And I remember then, Teresa, having to refocus. And that changed my goal, because one thing I believe in, I had a goal, go to college. There were goals. There were things I wanted to accomplish. And so I never, ever adjusted my goal. I knew I just had to then readjust my plan. I had to recreate the plan to now focus on the situation I was in at the time. So I can tell you, I've been going through this process of setbacks early on, even before I began to have any success in my life. So I just wanted to share that first, that, you know, sometimes you got to reach back to the beginning to focus on where you're ultimately trying to go and what happened in the beginning, because sometimes you forget about what kind of got you here to where you are today. And I know for me, that was one thing that definitely took me off balance. You know, Teresa, being a young mom, not knowing anything about raising a child, and you're thinking you're going off to college and your family's excited about it, that was a huge impact to me.
Totally. And I totally understand that, because, God, I mean, for those of guys, you know, that can relate, of course being a teen mom has to be challenging. You're kind of still learning yourself. You still don't know it all. You still need mentorship from a more experienced mom, you know. And then you're trying to learn how to be a mom, and you don't have any experience, right? So it is a great bounce back story that you kept pushing, Tanya, to be able to get where you are today, because there are a lot of people that were teen moms and they gave up, right? And they gave up, and it's hard. You know how hard it is to be a teen mom, a single mom. You know, it's difficult. I mean, I know that firsthand, you know, because, Latanya, I actually was a single parent of three children, you know, and I am also a domestic violence survivor, and I went through domestic violence at a very young age. So you're talking about overcoming, you know, setbacks. How do you do that? You know, from my story, my domestic violence story, you know, I lived in a shelter, a domestic violence shelter, for 9 days. And, it was the longest 9 days of my life, but me not giving up, it's what got me out the shelter, where there was women that had been in that shelter, Latanya, for, I mean, some of them had been in there for 10, 11, 12 months. And I was in there 9 days because my determination was bigger than failure, than me giving up on what my goals were with two, at the time, it was two small children I had with me in the shelter. So, guys, this is some good stuff, because when you get stuck, now let's just talk about a mindset a little bit, Latanya. Yeah. When you get stuck, right, I'm going to ask you, Latanya, just say you hit this roadblock, right, whether it's business, whether it's a relationship, whether it's marriage, because, guys, we're talking about two married people, too, that went through divorce, whatever the setback was, okay? When you hit that roadblock, when you get set back, I mean, you're up on 20, and you get set back to 2. You have to think logically, what's the first thing a lot of us do? Like, what's the first thing a lot of us do, Latanya? I mean, we don't want to move forward.
We don't. We break down. We stop. You know, we crying, we mad, we blaming everybody, we point finger, you know, we making this about everything other than about us. And so I think that's one of the first things that happens, is that's your first reaction, your emotions, your actions. The first thing is you're disappointed, you're mad, you're playing the blame game, you're having a pity party, you're just you're spending all that time in that negative space, which isn't creating any actions, isn't doing anything. All they're doing is creating you to not want to continue to move forward, because you're stuck in that space.
Totally.
And I think that's the first reaction that anybody has, is we spend too much time in that negative space. that mad space, that disappointed space, unhappy space, and we don't move quickly from those emotions to actions to do something about it. And so, I just think that's one of our downfalls right there, spending too much time in that space.
I totally agree with that. And when you're in that space, what do you feel like, what are some of the things or steps that you've taken to overcome a setback? Like, give us a scenario of a setback that you had. It could be business. It could be personal. Yeah. Like, what were some of the steps that you said, okay, I can't stay stuck in this space. Let me take the first step to get out of where I am, right? So how did you up-level?
The first thing I'm going to tell you, and you may hear me say this a lot, is, okay, I always seek guidance, and the first person I seek guidance from in any situation is God. I definitely got to get down on those knees and pray and figure out, Lord, how did I get here? We got to get out of this. I can't spend a lot of time here. And so usually that's the first step. And my second is, hopefully you've already had people around you who are successful, or you're surrounding yourself around the right people. Because if you are, the next step in the process is you have to reach out to people who've been there and done that, who can get you back, put that life jacket back on you. You have to reach out to people who can help you, save you, come pull you up out of that water and say, I've been there, done that. This is what needs to be done. So it's always, you have to have people in your corner, whether it's spiritual advisor, a mentor, a life coach, somebody you have to, it could be your parent. You just have to have somebody you can pick up the phone to pull you up out and say, it's going to be okay. So that's usually the second thing is, I've had to pick up the phone and say, I'm on my knees. I don't know where else to go. This is not working. Or it might not be to that extent. But you have to have somebody that you feel comfortable picking up the phone saying, this is just not working for me. What direction do I need to go? So you have to have somebody in your corner, people in your corner that you can pick up the phone and call and say, I need help, and pull me up out of it, especially when it's a mental situation and you're really struggling with getting back to where you need to go. The next thing is, you can't spend a lot of time there. You have to quickly go back to your why. Why did you start this in the first place? Pull out your goal sheet. Pull out your development plan, whatever you put in writing, go back to your why, your mission. Why did you start this in the first place? Because now you got to get yourself back on track. How I got here, now I got to get back. So let me go figure out why I started this in the first place. What's my why? Because my why always gets me back to where I started and get me back on track. So what's your why? That should be written down. If you don't know your why, you need to now figure out your why. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why do I want to go down this path? Why is this important to me? What do I want to accomplish? I want to be rich. I want to start my own business. I want to make a better opportunity for my family. Whatever that why is, you got to go back to that first and pull out that plan to reach and figure out what it is, why you started this in the first place, because usually that's when you start getting back your momentum. Okay, that's what I've had to do. Pull it out. Pull out the plan of why I did this in the first place, because that's important. And then you just got to get back to work. You know, there is no miracle. Mm. There is no magic wand.
No.
It is pray, seek guidance, pull out the plan, figure out why you started this in the first place, get back on track with your plan. The plan is not properly put together, the action steps, go back and look at the actions you put into place. Because I've had to look and see, okay, I see where I missed something here. I didn't have this part in the plan. I didn't prepare for this. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's just a matter of going back to look at the plan to see where you got lost. Sometimes we just didn't plan well. We didn't plan for this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'll tell you about some of the most successful people I know, they plan for setbacks. They plan for failures. That's already part of their plan. You see what I'm saying? You can't go into any business or anything and not have a plan for failure, a plan for setbacks. Because if not, you've already failed. So this is a part of the process. So it's important to make sure that the plan consists of that. So I think that's helpful.
With you.
Those are some of the things that I have done in the past. I've just had to go back to the basics and surrounding myself with the right people to reach. I picked up the phone and had called Teresa. Okay, I'm lost. This is not working. What do I need to do? And then tweaking my plan and getting back on track and then pushing forward every day. And some days you may still feel like, I just can't do 8 hours. Well, do 2 hours. Then the next day, do 2 more hours so you can build yourself up. Because it is a process to fall and get back up. I'm not saying you're going to run back up and you're going to sprint. No, but you have to begin the process. So the next day you may spend an hour. The next day you may spend an hour and a half. But you have to get back on track. That makes sense, Teresa?
Totally. I mean, I totally agree because people don't play in the field. Because in a lot of folks' minds, when they start something or they plan something, they automatically assume that it's going to work. So they forget what steps or what will happen if it does not work. So they don't think about that because you have to think about that. When you make plans, I think it's great. You should have a plan. You should have some goals and things of that nature. But you also have to understand what actions do you take if it does not work? Because I agree with something else that LaTanya said. You can't stay stuck in a negative place because what happens is the longer you stay stuck, the more time that you're wasting, you are not evolving to your next level. And a lot of us, you're right, we throw pity parties. It's everybody else's fault except for our own. And we don't take accountability for our own actions, right? And so I think a lot of us have a tendency to shy away from the failure part. It's kind of like sweep it under the rug. You want to sweep the failure under the rug.
Yeah.
And you don't want to move forward. And then you come up with all these excuses, because we know they're not justifiable reasons. You come up with all these excuses of why you are still stuck. I think the main excuse, the main justification that most folks don't do is go look in the mirror and say, hey, I messed up, I failed, I hit a roadblock, I hit an obstacle, but now, today, I'm going to change my life. And see, and understand that it is not anyone else's fault, right? It may not even be your fault what happened to you, right? So, but when it does happen, you have to know how to take the next step to overcome it. So those are a few things I want to talk about as far as reframing failure to motivate yourself. Reframe failure to motivate yourself. I mean, I think you should.
Yeah.
It's a way of changing your emotions during a stressful situation. And how do you do that? And that's the number one question. We have, LaTanya, you probably can definitely chime in on this. We do have a lot of motivating individuals. This person's a motivational person. This person's a motivational person. This person is inspirational. And all of these people can tell me, you know, why I should not move forward. I mean, why I should move forward. They will tell me that I need to change my life, change my mindset. But no one's giving me what steps I may can take in the process, right? Yeah. Because you might be an individual that can't figure it out on your own. So as LaTanya said, get a coach, get a mentor. Guys, if you don't have, and a lot of us don't, that's not negative. If you don't have the, if it's not in your characteristics, I would say, to get up really fast and move really quickly to get past something. Get someone that can help you in that area. Don't stay stuck when you have so many. And guys, when you get a coach and you get a mentor, please be sure that they have the credentials. I mean, they do have the credibility to be able to help you. We do have a lot of folks out here that are coaching individuals, and they're still coaching themselves. You want someone that's already been through the process, right? That can help you. Okay. It may be somebody that's doing something that you want to do. It may be someone successful in something that's your goal. But be sure, whenever you get your coach or your mentor, please check credentials, all right? Because everybody, otherwise, you're going to waste money. You're going to waste, if you paid for it, you're going to waste time. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to go back into that negative space of saying, oh, no, I'm not working with a coach or a mentor because, I mean, I did and nobody helped me. You would take that one situation and say no one helped you. So just do your homework prior to you getting a coach and a mentor. And there are a lot of great ones out here. Just get out there and look for one in the area of where you're trying to go. If you're having personal failure, you might want to get a personal coach, right? And let's go a step higher. You might want to go to therapy. It just depends on how deep the situations are. You have to own it, take accountability, and want to change it. Point blank, period. If you don't accept it, if you don't acknowledge it and accept it, there's nothing, no tool or resources anyone's going to be able to give you to apply to what you have going on to help you get out of the situation. So changing the mindset, you have to be tired of being tired. And even on the business side, you know, I get a lot of folks, because I do a lot of business coaching, and I get a lot of people telling me, you know, how hard it is, right? But it is hard. But did you have a plan starting out? Who did you talk to? Did you talk to a business expert? It's the same with business as it is with your personal life. Did you go and invest in someone that can mentor and guide you in helping you legalize your business? Are you talking to someone that's already been successful at a business in the field or line of where you want to go? All these things are really important, guys. And something else was talking said, you have to hang around like-minded people. If you are in a negative space and you are hanging around a bunch of negative Nancys, you're going to stay stuck. You can't hang around negative Nancys and you're in a negative space. It's just not going to work. So that's when you want to start changing your mindset, collaborating with women, successful women. You would collaborate with, you want to make six figures, you go and collaborate with women that are already making six figures. If your goal is to be a millionaire, you go and you run in a circle and sit at the table with a millionaire that don't ever think that you are not valuable enough to sit there because you're not yet at your million-dollar status, right? Because your mind is trained, right? If you're hanging around millionaires, you're going to become a millionaire. You're going to start thinking like a millionaire. If you want to make six figures and you're hanging around individuals that are making six figures, you are going to start thinking like you make six figures. So it's all it has a lot to do, I think, too, Latonya. It's all in the power of the tongue, too, because stop speaking these negative things. And, Latonya, you know how people
exactly
say, well, I'm never, I can't. I don't like any of those words. It's just not meant for me. You know, a lot of the negative terminology, be careful what you speak into existence. When you wake up in the morning, and I'm a big advocate for affirmations. I still say them to this day to myself, right? I tell myself every day I'm a millionaire, okay? And I think like millionaires, and I hang with millionaires, right? Not too far off, right? This is a tad bit ways to go, but the point I'm making is I wouldn't have gotten as far as I have gotten in my business or my personal life if I wasn't hanging around individuals that was already successful at the things I want to do. It's the same thing with married folks. I'm going to throw this in. If you are in a bad space in your marriage or your relationship, and you hang around other people that are in a bad space in their marriage and their relationship, and no one can give you anything, they can't give you guys. Go to the throne. Go to the throne before you even pick up the phone, right? Because you got to go find that, for me, right? I meditate every morning. I don't do social media. I don't talk on the phone. I meditate every morning. I meditate before I even tell my husband good morning a lot of mornings because I need to go in the closet, and that's where I go. I got this quiet space. And sometimes, guys, I go in there and I say absolutely nothing. I just sit still because sometimes you got to listen. And to be able to listen to where God is ordaining your steps, you got to sit and be still. So we run this race every day about what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. But they always say, if you want to make God laugh, try to make your own plans. And, I mean, and that's real talk. How many times you plan something and it went the total opposite? You have to sit and you have to be still. Now, I don't know about everybody's spirituality, and, you know, I'm not going to touch on that topic. I normally don't. But for me, He is the leader and the creator in everything I do right now in my life. And so my focus, that core of the apple, you know, that core, He is the core of my being. So, guys, you have to find what is that positive flow for you. I encourage anybody to meditate. Meditate, yoga, all these things, you know, trying to kind of bring you to your woo-saw type of moment, give you some clarity on life.
That's what I was going to say. Think about it. Listen to what Teresa just shared with you. Think about it, because this is one of the things that I had to sit down and reevaluate. There's 24 hours in the day. Okay, I need to sleep 6 to 8 of those hours. Okay, so think about how much more time that leaves you out of that 6 to 8 hours in your day that you have. Think about it. I started realizing that, why can't I give myself 2 hours a day? Just me, myself, 2 hours a day. So for me, I'm like Teresa spoke. I take the first 2 hours of my day, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., whatever that is, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., those first 2 hours of the day are for me. My mate, my kids, understand, don't come into my private space during those first 2 hours. Because I feel like if I can get me together and I can be the best me in those 2 hours, then mm-hmm. everybody else throughout the day is going to get a better me. But they can't get a better me if I wake up cranky, I wake up in a bad space, I'm still holding on to what happened last night. This goes back to your mental. So my first 2 hours of the day, write this down seriously, is the first 2 hours of the day are for me, and yours could be the last 2 hours, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But my first 2 hours of the day is about me, and I really take that time for me. I read my Bible. I meditate, I read something in a book, I listen to audio, I love it. I go take a 30-minute walk, sometimes 20-minute walk, but that's my time. And so I set that aside every morning. That's a non-negotiable. And, boy, let me tell you, what people get from me is the best me that they're going to get because of the fact that I've invested in me first. The other thing I'm going to tell you is this, as Teresa talked about, surrounding yourself around the right people. Stop saying, I don't know anybody, or, you know, my friends, you know, they're not at that level I want to be at. Stop saying what it ain't and go out there and make it what it needs to be. Go out there, and sometimes you have to step outside your comfort zone. And so in order mm-hmm. to do that, you have to do things you've never done before. So go join some groups. Join some organizations. Introduce yourself. Hey, I'm LaTanya Taylor. This is my first day here. Nice to meet everybody. You know, go mm-hmm. to some meetup groups. You know, you've got to sometimes just get outside of your comfort zone and go in a room where you don't know anybody. You need to be in a room totally. Where you don't know anybody sometimes. And that's okay. Because guess what? The next time it gets easier, the next time it gets more easier, and eventually gets to the point if you're comfortable. And you can even speak in these settings. So I tell people all the time, go find a group, an organization, a network, find something, you know, whether it's your church family, start doing that on Wednesday nights. Go take a yoga class if it could help you. You meet new people. Go enroll in a class, prayer groups. Find something mm-hmm. that you enjoy and put yourself in that situation and try something new. You meet new people, and as you get around new people, they help you grow. So I think that's important. Another thing I want to share with you is when Teresa talked about mm-hmm. setbacks. I remember, Teresa will tell you, I used to be a nightclub owner, restaurant owner, bar owner, did it for 10 years. I decided to step out and say, I wanted to do something different because, you know, it was interfering in my personal life. It was interfering in my life with my kids. And so I had to make a choice of what was more important, and I had to give that up. It was definitely a great revenue stream for me. I made a lot of money. You know, at one point I made $500,000 in a year. And so I made a lot of money. That's not what was in my bank account, but I made a lot of money. But it also caused such an impact in my personal life and with my kids, and I made the decision that I had to change. And as I was out trying to figure out what I wanted to do next, you know, I was faced with financial setbacks. I was faced with setbacks of, you know, where I was going to lay my head the next day. I was faced with setbacks of, you know, how I'm going to feed my it was challenge after challenge that was at me. And I had to make a decision. You know, I went from working in corporate America for 12 years to being there entrepreneur for another 12 years. And so it was one of those wow. situations whereas I got to make sure my family eats. And I went and got a job. I went and got a job. I went and worked a mm-hmm. job. I had to go into, after being an entrepreneur for 12 years and working on my own schedule, doing things, I went and got a job. I didn't stop working on my next plan, which was to start a sports management business and to get into real estate. But in between that time, I went and got a job. You know, I was making wow. half of what I made. When I was a senior executive making six figures, and really what way less than that, Teresa, I went and got a job. I had to go be on somebody else's time, and I had to go in at 8, leave at 5. I had to take breaks. I had to take lunches. You talk about a humbling situation, but in my mind, I said, mm-hmm. that's okay. It's a setback, but I'm going to come back from this. And so I used those 2 months that I was working that job and saved my money and worked my plan. I'm happy to say I'm not having to work a job anymore. I was able to walk away from that experience and jump into my business, and I have taken off since then. So I'll tell you, sometimes nice. You have to go backwards to go forward. Sometimes you have to humble yourself and say, okay, what's the problem? The problem is I don't have money. So I need to go get a job. But I never stopped working my plan. I never stopped working, you know, on my goals or what I needed to do. In the meantime, my mate was working our business while I went to job. So I'm willing to take a job. It's sacrifice. It's partnership. This is what you have to do when things don't always move forward. And so I want to make sure, you know, before this call ends, I didn't know how much time we had, but sometimes you do have to go backwards, guys, to move forward. There are going to be many setbacks in your life, and it's just a part of the process. But the plan is to prepare for that. And my plan was, hey, I got to go get a job, Teresa. I don't even know if Teresa knows this whole story, but I had to go get a job. And the most humbling situation in my life was somebody else now to tell me when to go to lunch and when to come back. It was, that was definitely a trying time for me.
And you know what? Latanya? This is what I tell folks. I want to chime in on that just to make sure we get this in today. And again, and Latanya, for whatever we don't get in today, I mean, we'll carry this topic on to next Monday. I just think it's really important for people to understand that you are not alone in failing. And that was very humbling of you, Latanya, and it's very authentic for you, you know, to share your story. It takes a lot of courage for you to share your story with folks. But, guys, it's really important to be authentic because you're not going to, once again, you're not going to get over or under or around what you're going through if you're not true to yourself, if you're not authentic. You have to be authentic about what your reality is, because I tell people all the time, particularly with entrepreneurship and with this new fad we got going on, everybody's a boss and everybody's an entrepreneur. Guys, I did a post, Latanya, a few weeks ago. I said, don't let entrepreneurship, okay, don't get caught up in the hype and let entrepreneurship take you broke. So a real woman, a real man, a real boss, they're going to make sure their livelihood is not in jeopardy. See, you're not a boss because you're trying to get a business off the ground and you've been running around in circles for the last 4 or 5 years. You're not a boss because you post 2,000 things on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter from day to day. That doesn't make you a boss. A boss is going to make sure they have life insurance. A boss is going to make sure they have health insurance. A lot of bosses are going to make sure they got, I mean, really, their bills are intact. Your livelihood is intact. I know we don't see a lot of this on social media, guys, because with a lot of times on social media, a lot of people that are failing or have failed, they're not going to highlight that on social media. But it's going on right now. A lot of the listeners are tuning in on the show right now. You're dealing with it right now. So don't get caught up in the hype. I think, again, that was courageous of Latanya to go back to work. Because guess what? Firstly, that's a mature adult decision. Because I got to feed my family. I have bills to pay. I'm going to take this money. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to use it to keep growing my business. There are so many different avenues that you can use if you had to go back to a 9-to-5. More importantly, be thankful to the man upstairs that you're even able to go back, that you still have some credentials, that somebody will actually hire you to go back to a 9-to-5, right? Hey, I work in the job industry.
Amen.
I have a okay? I have a staffing and recruitment. I do staffing and recruiting.
Yes.
And you'll be amazed at how many folks don't have a job, okay? So that to me, that's not looking like you failed. To me, that's looking like you really truly bossed up. And I tell I've had clients in the past where I say, hey, look, don't quit your full-time job until you actually have a plan in place, a financial plan, right? Don't get caught up in the hype.
Right.
Do you have an exit strategy? All this sounds good. Go jump, go leap. I live by faith, right? But I'm not going to encourage someone else to leap out on faith, because if you don't believe in yourself enough that failure is not an option, leaping out on faith is not going to work for you, period. So I thank you for sharing that, Latanya. I appreciate that. And I want to add a few things, too, before we wrap up. Look at failure as a lesson, okay, point blank, period. Like, dismissing someone else's idea, what can lead to a mediocre result. Look at failure as an option, right? Look at failure. When you get feedback from your failure, take it constructively. Take constructive criticism. Don't always think that someone is attacking you or putting you down. And then reframe failure to motivate yourself. And we just talked gave you a lot of different scenarios of how you can do that. For one, just in case some of you have just tuned in, get a mentor, get a coach, hang around like-minded people, do your affirmations. For LaTanya, she likes to get into the word. For me, I like to meditate in the morning. Whatever is going to work for you to get out of that negative space, pick the phone up and call someone, guys. Because a lot of what's going on now, a lot of failure is taking people to a place of depression. And that's a whole nother topic.
Ooh.
So you can't stay stuck there, right, and you're not excelling, and you keep falling backwards, and you're not opening up, and you're not letting people know. You have to let the right folks know. Do you have to blast it on social media? Absolutely not. But you have to get in contact with someone that can help you get back in touch with yourself. It's really important. And then apply your skills from your previous failure. Right, because I'm sure if you are, you know, if you fail at something, you're going to fail more than once, right? So you might want to go back and say, what did I do the last time when I failed? Let's see, how did I get out of it? Doesn't have to be the same situation, but how did I get out of that last situation when I failed? These are all resources of things that you can do when you hit that roadblock and obstacle. But I'm telling you right now, take action fast, because you will blink.
Yes.
6 months have gone by, and you are still stuck. Okay, and you will blink again, and another six, and you are still stuck. We are ending second quarter. It's the end of June. You might as well say it's July, about to be July 1st. Look back on your last 6 months, right? If you're stuck right now, if you were in a position or you've recently failed at something, you don't know how to get out of it, reach out to someone. You can reach out to LaTanya. I'm going to have her give you guys her information shortly. You can definitely reach out to my organization. We actually definitely focus a lot on transitioning women from corporate America to entrepreneurship, but I also help women with personal development, creating success that is balanced, where you can have a work-life balance, family-life balance, and still achieve success. So those are a lot of the areas that I actually have successfully helped women. Because if you don't use our resources, there are so many other resources. The key is to find a resource to use, right?
Yeah.
That's the key. Otherwise, you now that you're cut, you're going to keep bleeding. And what happens, you Band-Aid it up, right? But it doesn't heal because you Band-Aid it up. You have to deal with these situations when you fail. You can't sweep them under the rug. You know what I do? I sit and say, okay, how did I get here? Like, how actually did I get here? Okay, now, what am I going to do in the future to try to prevent this from happening again? Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work, but it's your life. It's your life, right? You looking at everybody else's life, you wishing that some of the things you see, even if they're not true or not, but you're wishing you had all these other people's lives, you wish you had all these other people's money, and it's taking away so much focus on you. Because when you get off of social media or whatever you're done reading, you're like, dang, I want to do that. But what's stopping you from doing it? That's something you need to ask yourself. And LaTanya, before we wrap the show up, I want you to let folks know how they can reach you, and then I'll let them know how we're going to continue, how to come back from a setback next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Teresa, thank you and your guests for having me today. It's a great opportunity. You know, it's always humbling when you can come back and share your start, your middle, and kind of where you currently are in your journey. So I'm really excited. Nothing has ever deterred me. Never has convinced me that I can't do this, because I truly believe in that rebound is just you have to rebound from setbacks. It's just a part of the process. Never stop believing. Trust me, God will not start something he cannot finish. So if God put it on your heart, your chest, your vision, whether it's to start a business, to write a book, you know, quit your 9-to-5. He will not start something that he won't finish. Everything has a termination date. Just don't give up. To reach me, as Teresa shared, my goal and my vision is to assist women with business ownership, getting started, inspiring women, helping them move forward. It's a key piece of what I do every single day. I'm also a sports and entertainment manager, so I manage talent. Which I love doing. It's another part of my life, and I love managing people and helping them reach their goals. To reach me, my website is www.LaTanyaTaylorMade.com, which is my first and last name with the word M-A-D at the end. So it's www.LaTanyaTaylorMade.com. You can find me on all the social media. My handle on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, is I am LaTanya Taylor, or I am Tanya Taylor. And again, on Facebook, it's LaTanya Taylor. So if you Google LaTanya Taylor, pretty sure everything will kind of align. I kind of try to keep things very simple and very specific. But if I can help any of you guys, please let me know. Reach out to me. I'll do what I can. And Teresa, again, thanks for having me today. I look forward to further conversations.
No, thank you so much for joining us, Tanya. And guys, all of you know how to reach me. TMI Speak on all social media sites for to reach me. And, of course, Teresa Murphy, Inc. is my website. For those of you out there that are looking for a human resources consulting company, whether you want to fill a position really quickly, if you want to get some policy and procedures in place, we're a payroll vendor, background screens. If you want to get your business legalized and you don't have a human resources department, reach out to us at tmiconsultinghr.com. And we will continue next Monday. LaTanya, hopefully you can join us again. And we're going to continue next Monday talking about how you can come back from setbacks. It's really important, guys. All right. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you guys for tuning in again to Motivate My Life Radio. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your mindset. And there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind. You guys have a good week. I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Showed up. I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Design a mix. Yeah. Englewood signing shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Know to get the color red, the blue. Woo, shit. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up.